cross, yes, it was redress. And it was the fire. Come worship in the weapon. This is how I win my battle.
Yes, it was
redress. Yes, it was redress.
Because the truth is that this church cannot pay you, but the Lord God we serve in this church will pay you. In the name of Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen,
praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen.
Hallelujah. Eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you for another day that has come unto us. Thank you, Lord, for what you are prepared to do. Be exalted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, tonight, come and showcase your power.
Amen.
See us through today.
Amen.
See us through today.
Amen.
See us through today.
Amen.
See us through today. Expose the secret of our problem.
Amen.
And solve them all.
Amen.
Let your name be glorified at the end.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
We want to pray this evening. We have determined to use today as a day of prayer. But notwithstanding, we'll say one or two things concerning the theme of this program. By the grace of God, another minister of God is taking over from tomorrow. So I'm only here to for us to be able to pray and pray tonight. There is somebody under my voice tonight. What the Lord revealed to me is a marital embargo in a family. A marital embargo. They cut leaves. They place it on a tree. On the wood like this. Not a tree that is having green. This a dry wood. And they put stone on it. And it is left there. And this is what is working against that family maritally. Because the Lord have seen you tonight, whosoever it is here, that they place embargo on marital sources. The embargo is lifted tonight.
Amen.
See, one thing about embargo is that it doesn't matter how beautiful it is. There was a time we were talking with someone. He said, I have good product to sell, but nobody sees it. They bypass me and go to my neighbor to buy that. I don't even have a quality. As something that is as quality as what I am. And that is why if this marital embargo is working in a family, you will see beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ladies. And nobody, I told you what happened to one of the people I'm praying with. So one of them is in Jos. I said the youngest among them today is about 45 years. They are having good work. The embargo does not affect their work. All of them have cars. And my issue is that if it is a chair is man that always appraises woman. If na man, no, they come. But the two men among them, they are 50 something, no marriage. Any embargo on this family wherever they place it, I stand and I unite with God in spirit tonight. That embargo is lifted forever in the name of Jesus. Before June this coming year, there shall be one mark today's day down. This coming year, invitation will be meeting, we'll be meeting one another. In the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, I want to speak on the world. Some people are coming to clean this year every day, please. Virtually every day, I see fresh water, I see fresh cleaning here. Wherever you are, please stand up. Oh, you are among the people cleaning the chairs every day. You are among the people. I make this church clean every day. Oh yeah, now stand up wherever you are. The Lord laid it in my heart. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Write today's date down, that the Lord said, God said something. Write it down in your diary. The Lord asked me to tell you He will do special thing in your life. Yeah. I did not hear it before I asked you to stand up. It is when you stood up that the Lord said this to me. Special miracle that will make people to envy your life. Yeah. That will make people to envy your position. Yeah. The Lord is doing it in your life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And there are some of our mummies also, before this program begins, they always come early. They go to that place, as bushy as it is, to go and pray for this program. Please, wherever you are among those people, we can't just leave you like this. This is one of the things we do in the house of God. Please, all the people praying, all the prayer warriors, please rise up wherever you are. Yes. Please, church, I want you to stretch forth your hands to them and say that the Lord will do a special miracle in their life as they have dedicated themselves for the upliftment of this program. Look at this, my mama, as old as she is, she will always come on time to come and pray for this program. Lord, do something special in their life. Let something unique be given to them this program. Open your mouth and pray for them in the name of Jesus. For as many that you are using, O Lord, to pray for this program, Father, let something unique be done in their life. Ore pataki, ore tayari, let it be done. Let it be done in their lives. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. As we have declared, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, we started on the same... If the Lord will not allow me to say anything tonight, I will stop it. Then we'll go into our prayer. Thank you, Father. Mommy there. Fear. Yes. God bless you. The Lord said to me something concerning you. The Lord said you are thirsting. You are thirsting for something, but the quench has never come. You always thirst. How I wish this will come. How I wish you are as much as you thirst for this, like somebody that is taste of water, thirsting for water, but the water never came. Tonight, because the Lord has seen you, la maye kepolere maskandaba. You are dwelling in the midst of water, and yes, you are thirsting for water. This is what the Lord said. I make a decree upon you tonight. Everything that is responsible for this, the power of God consume them in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever good thing you have been thirsting for,
that the evil ones around you never allow you to obtain, the Lord God himself deliver it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, you shall be filled. Your thirst shall be quenched in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
If God will not allow me to say any word here tonight, somebody that will be taking over tomorrow will continue there. I've actually prayed to God to expose the secret of our problem and solve them. I am telling every one of us tonight, by the power of God, no one will leave this place the same. Okay, I will not leave this place the same. I just want to say three or four things that are uniqueness of this bed we are praying about. Every one of us, I want to soar on eagle's wing. On eagle's wing. On eagle's wing. Number one thing I ask myself, what is this thing that make God himself to liken anybody that wait upon him to an eagle? Eagle is not the only bird in the world. And as far as I'm concerned, ostrich is bigger than the eagle. Is it not bigger? Why is he not comparing it? Then there are uniqueness that make this bird to stand out. And these are the things. It is just like, this is my life. Whenever I see anybody succeeding, like the Baba Deboye and the rest, whenever I look, I don't just look at their success, but I try to find out what is making them to succeed. Whenever I see people around me succeeding, you know, unfortunately, what many people do today, including believers, whenever we see people succeeding around us, how to pull him or her down is what we look for. Not, you know, hey, my God, I pray that the Lord will deliver you from those evil mindsets in the name of Jesus. They just wonder very high. Come down to our level. Every power that aims to bring you down to their level, they are failing their mission tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Come down to our level. That mentality of coming down to our level has not permitted or allowed many people to rise. I've said it on several occasions in this church. I have not seen a defender in a football match to become the highest goal scorer of the session. Sissy, Ramike, you watch ball. Eh? Have you seen, what is the name of this one that worked with Real Madrid? This Rolf Pepe. Never taking the highest goal scorer. But Pepe can bring down as many striker as possible. Messi will tell you what he saw in the hand of Pepe. And what is the name of the other one? Eh? Ramos, God bless you. Sergio Ramos. He has never. See, let me tell you, what I'm saying here is that a defender can never be a good scorer. If you have a goal to fulfill in life, don't be a body that wants to fulfill his goal. Don't bring anybody down. So, uniqueness, when you see a unique thing about somebody, study the life. What is making this woman rise? What is making this man better? What is making him to do it? Understudy them. And do what? Emulate them. Emulate them. A raven we talked about some days back, he doesn't fulfill purpose on his own. He always look for somebody flying he can bring down. Anyone that his assignment is to bring you down, they shall fail woefully from tonight in the name of Jesus. There are people that they believe this is what they came to the world to do, is to bring somebody down, is to kill somebody. Anybody making it, oh yeah, let's go into witchcraft, let's go into this. When are you also going to fulfill your own destiny? So, unique things about ego. Number one thing I see here is identification. Eagles know who it is. Like I said in the morning, it does not associate with other birds. Don't just say, I want to soar. Who are you? Do you even know yourself? The problem of many Christians not fulfilling destiny in life is inability to know who they are. And when a man does not know who he is, he can take anything from anybody.
Imagine they tell you, hey, take this. A friend can just call some people. They say, my friend has advised me. Oh, yeah, take a bottle of drink and you drink. You don't know who you are. Their friend just talk to them. You are missing. Some of your mates, they are having girlfriend. It is when you have, and immediately they begin to yield. See, that it is not the advice that made you to yield. What made you to yield is that inability to know who you are. There is no amount of anything that anybody will do to the eagle, mommy, that will make eagle to go and join vulture in eating the meat. What gave eagle that thing is identification. Oh my God. Hey, it is somebody that asked me to go to follow him out to Babalawo house to go and do the juju. It was not in my intention. The problem is the conflict of identification. It is not the person that asked you to go. It is who you are, you fail to know. See, like the first speaker said in this program, when you fail to know who you are, you fall for anything. When you don't know, I don't do this to my husband before. It is somebody that asked me to be doing this to my husband, that this is normal. And that's why you are not disrespecting your husband. It is not a problem. The problem you are having is the problem of identification. You don't know who you are. I've not been beating my wife before. I've not been doing this. I have not done this. It is somebody that has left me. It is not the person. The problem, the number one problem that is yet to be solved, is the problem of identification. See, eagle does not just become an eagle. Right from childbirth, let me tell you something that I read about eagle. Right from small, every other bird. They open a shell, they break shell for their chicks. But in the case of eagle, the mother bird does not break shell for the baby to break out. The struggle of eagle starts from the shell. It breaks the shell from the inside themselves. And the mother look at them, come out. And they see, oh my God, I pray the Lord will help you to understand you. That is different from others. It is not to kill you. Anybody that will fly high in life, the training becomes from small. It becomes from small. So there are things the Lord will allow you to go through. It is not to kill you. So the baby eagle, struggle out of shell on its own. Unlike other ones, I train chicken, I train a dove and everything, pigeon. I know how the mother will carry big to, but in the case of eagle, the mother does not do that. Do you know one thing? He wants them to come out and experience strength. So their strength did not just come. That's number one. Number two, whenever eagle want to lay egg and produce baby, they went to a very high tree and they do not use comfortable items. Somebody say comfortable items. They don't use comfortable items. They don't use paper. They will go and look for snake, dry snake, bones. Bones of animal, piercing in tongues, they will put it in the nest. When they put it in the nest, then they will now look for what do you call it? A feather, something that will be make a bit comfortable and place it on it. Lay the egg so that it will not affect the egg. They when the baby is hatched and come out, they are coming to feed the baby. But the eaglets become so comfortable to a level that they don't want to fly. And when the mother is discovered that, okay, you are too comfortable, you don't want to fly, what does the mother do? The mother removes those feathers and removes the paper. By the time those storms begin to shook them, begin to pierce them, begin to disturb them, they begin to learn how to fly. Then when they fly, they want to fall, the mother will go and carry them from the back. From today, as you make effort, the Lord will carry you. Somebody is not hearing me. As you make effort from today, the Lord will carry you. See, let me tell you, the reason why many of us are not receiving help from God is not because the Lord hates us, but because we are not making attempts. We are not making efforts. Many believers just believe that I don't need to do anything. You need to do something. There is a role assigned for man to play in destiny. God will not do everything for you. Every man has a role to play in the place of destiny. So if anybody is deceiving you that nothing you can do, he's a liar. Any preacher that come to the pulpit to tell you, you don't need to do anything, he is a liar. That is a law. He removed all those things. And when he do this thing, you know, he's flying. It is the one now that will be making eager. I want to fly. I want to leave this place. The intention of God is not to kill you. It's not to kill you. Oh, thank you, Father. Leka palama rabo skandaba. Write today's date down. There is somebody here. Every effort and attempt you have been making, the Lord is helping you from tonight. Help is coming from above. In the name of Jesus Christ. So this thing started from young. So that is what, these are the thing, the training other birds are not giving to their kids. But eagle train the bear. So you can't go through that process and become like others. You can't go through this process and say you want to dine with others. Parents, this is also a lesson to us. How are we training the champions in our hands? The children God has given to us will be great. How are we raising them? Hey, I want my children to be eagle and fly. Are you not training them like vulture? Or are you not training them like chicken? How do you want them to fly? When it is time, others are flying. Oh yeah, you fly. They cannot fly because it starts from small. It starts from small. When other people are laboring, hey, this and that, you are rubbing their head. Let me tell you. There is a level that you pamper a child and it becomes a pauper. You pamper your child, it becomes a pauper. So when you want a child to be great, hey, I love what David Abioye said. He said hard training. He said, give your children hardness so that they will not experience hardship in life. He said, give them hardness. So this hardness made them to know where they belong to. What gives a man identification is the type of upbringing, foundation given to them. So number one thing is identification. There are some of us who tell I'm a related to Jadewa. So number one is identification because of my time. Number two. Oh, thank you, Skinaba. Please, on that very particular one, always know who you are. And by the time you know who you are, people will know who you are. One of the reasons why, do you know there are people that they will tell you who you are? It's not, they are not saying anything. I will know that one. It's like this. It's because of the where you place yourself. In the place of destiny, you don't force people to call you a name. Your life divine a name, they call you. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? In the place of destiny, you don't tell people what they call you. Your manifestation and how you live determine how what people call you. They may not tell you in your presence. They may call you that they know you are a gorilla in the other way. It is the life you live. They know. Another one, Natif, if you did that before you, I said, Baba. They know who you are. You seen an eagle, you don't know. You don't not need to come and tell me. I said something. Any day you begin to say, I will tell you I am the man of it. I will tell you, hey, I am the pastor in this. Everybody needs to know, Pastor Otifeli, sir. There is something that will make people to know that you are the. And today, ability to identify yourself and live in that position, receive now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number two is the confidence. One of the unique things about this bird we are talking about this morning is a bird that is confident. When he say, I will do this, he's confident he can do it. And let me tell you, the confidence of believer help God to walk. If you say you can do it, God will help you to do it. Unfortunately, many of us, we believe there are so many things. One of my fathers in the Lord said something. He said, anytime you say, I can't, you always remain in the camp. Whenever you see a believer saying, I can't, you always remain in the camp. Anything you don't believe, you don't have confidence of doing, the Lord will not force you to do. So you can fly, you can soar. See the storm. When you see the storm, oh, you see the Bible says, "Oh, and thou, oh, ye mountain before Zerubbabel." That this is confident. The same confidence that David took against Goliath. The Bible says, "When you see Goliath, Goliath also look at him and say, ah, what type of ridicule is this? You know, I don't see anybody to send against me. You now become this rat." Goliath was seeing David as a rat, but David never saw himself. See, have this confidence. Enemy cannot define you if you are not defining yourself. Don't allow any situation to kill your confidence. Don't allow the problem around you to determine who you are. That confidence that can do it. And that was one of the things. Even Saul. The Bible says Saul told David, "Come, right from childhood, this man has been trained to be a warrior." What is that one telling him? Discouraging him. But the confidence he has in his God. Say, you remember the one that happened? In the bush, you were not there. But I was there. Hey, that is what it is. It is good for you to have a personal testimony in the journey of life. Not the one, the personal testimony David had in the bush changed the story of his life. So this bird is a bird with confidence. And how did the confidence come? When my mother left me in the shell, I broke out. When my mother removed all the comfortable things that did not allow me, I was able to fly. What is that animal there? I will pick it up. The confidence came from the life experience. Any experience God is allowing you to have today, it is not to break you, it's to give you a confidence. May you receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three is strategy. A unique thing about ego is what? Strategy. It's not a bird that just behaves anyhow. When it's la yakapa lama rabos kandaba. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is somebody here. He said there is something a group of people told you about yourself that made you to conclude that you cannot make it. Go and write today's date down. Those people that made that statement against you, they are coming to bow. Yeah. Your testimony is coming out soon. Yeah. Their word against you will not stand. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So number three is strategy. Anyone that will fly high in life, we have strategy. Don't just be a believer that you just do things anyhow. The Bible says where there is storm, I mean the definition of this thing now that was saying, when there is storm, what does ego do? It does not flip his hand automatically. Maybe when he flips his hand, that day the storm will carry it away. So whenever you see life situation, know the strategy to approach it. Every life problem deserves a strategy. Don't just go around doing anything anyhow. One of the things that beloved, there is a problem that what you require is prayer. There is a problem that what you require is the word. There is a problem what is required is ignoring them. There are times that what the devil needs is not even prayer. When they will come against you, hey, Oluwa, you wake up in the night. One of my brothers said something. He said he was in his room in the night, only him, and he saw a dark thing appear, and he looked at it. What is this? And the thing was just. He said he just looked at it. He removed his cover cloth before that was there. He covered himself. He did not mind him. He said the lens, the thing started ease and it disappear. He learned how to ignore. It's not every time. Even if he was praying that night, they would say, yes, this one is afraid of me. I can now attack him. I pray for you today. Every strategy needed for a particular problem to every stage of life, receive tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is the same thing that the Lord gave to Jesus. There are times that somebody will come, and this person will say, he will mold mud on the ground and put on his face.
Unfortunately, today we have idolized some of the things. Maybe because God used you to do certain things in a certain way today. You now say, hey, Ominio, Oloronio, you have a Risam, a seven Sam. It is not, this is now God's work. To every particular problem, there is a strategy or solution. And it is only a child of God that understands this. The dimension of God's power is not static. Is strategic, is a way. There is something the Lord will see, and you know this is what this one need. There is a particular work that God will give to you. Everybody does not, but the Lord will go show you strategy. I pray for you today that the Lord release that wisdom to know the strategy to apply in every space of life in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not just this one. There are times the Lord will tell you, do it this way. And this is one thing I know with ego. If you think ego is coming this way, you follow the another way around. I've watched the clips about this bird. At time he will go, he go. Our daddy was just saying something the other time. He will carry a whole goat. Everybody know how big goat is. He can carry that goat and take it to anywhere and go and kill. But when he look at the situation around, okay, this is a rock. And this is a goat. If I carry this goat and take it, I release it, it hits the stone or the rock, it will die. Then it make my job easier. This is the strategy. Instead of battling with that thing, battling with that goat, he killed the goat before he carried the goat. How did he kill the goat? Without even using a weapon. What did he use? He take it to a high, allow the dog to fall on the rock, the goat to fall on the rock, and the thing die a natural death. I pray for you. Every problem of your life will die a natural death tonight. In the name of Jesus. Number four, which is the last. Facing life reality. One of the unique things about this bed, La Capolea Rabos Canava. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ramaik, the Lord said, there is a change that is coming to your way. But he said, the devil will distract you. So the warning is to be careful of distraction. There is a change God is bringing, and it's a change that is very, very loud. Write today's date down, but be careful of distraction. Now, the number 14 is what I call facing life reality. What is life reality? This is one of the things that many believers don't want to do today, and yet want to fly high. What it is? It was read on that Monday that whenever ego discover it is weak and it need to get new strength and to fly high, what is the reality? He take himself to a high tree. He remove his own feather. Abi, himself. But this is the problem that many believers are facing today. We want to remain in our hot life, but expect the new thing to take place. This is the reality we fail to face. The reality of life. Many believers don't want to live old sin that is not allowing them to fly, and yet they expect the new strength of God to come upon them. Many of us don't want to forget the past, but we want the new one to take place. Many people still say, if it is that woman, I am not going to forgive her. If it is that man, lie, and we, God, come and do a new thing. Do you know there are many of us that these are the things that is not allowed to fly? We are doing everything. We are praying. We are studying the word. But yet, some of this old feather that is weighing us down, we hold it on ourselves. So if it is this one, I will never. I'll share this testimony with you, then we'll rise up and pray for the remaining minutes. I've shared with you here before. I told us about a particular woman that somebody brought from Kaduna. They came on Saturday so that they can pray and return immediately. And we're about praying. We're already knelt down. And the Lord said, stand up, don't pray. I said, Baba, these people came all the way from Kaduna. which I should not pray. The Lord said yes. I said, why? The Lord said, ask her, where is the person she wanted to marry before she married this man? Ah. I learned that this woman is married for 10 years. No fruit of the womb. So, when it comes to concern me with somebody where she wanted to marry, so automatically that's more than 10 years. The Lord said, ask her. Ask her. I said, madam, the Lord said, I should ask you, where is the person that you wanted to marry before you married this husband? And what happened? Because of her friend that came with her. He said, no, there is nobody, nothing. And I smiled. I said, if you say Holy Spirit in me is lying, then let's pray so that you go. For more than 30 minutes, we were begging this woman. The woman refused to talk. He said, nobody. The husband I married now is the person I wanted to marry. I said, the Lord that speaks to me, he has never lied to me before. Okay, if you think that the Holy Spirit is lying, wake up, let me pray for you. You leave this place. And when we're about to pray, she tapped me. He said, man of God, I said, yes. He said, I want to talk now. I said, what is it? He said, there was a man I wanted to marry. Truly. And I felt, look at her. What you say? He said, don't worry, I will tell. And he said, 2 weeks exactly to the wedding, she went to the house to visit her fiancé. They have already announced on television, on radio, a very big wedding. Invitation card everywhere. And she got there and met him on the bed with her first lady to be. They were sleeping with each other. And she turned back immediately. She did not do anything. She did not accuse them of anything. She did not do anything. She turned back. Straight, go and make announcement. Cancellation of wedding. Everybody has invited. Started sending messages. Wedding postponed. Wedding canceled. Wedding postponed. And she said that was the end of that marriage. So it was after then she got married to this man. Yes. I said, now you are coming. The Lord told me, the reason why you are not giving birth is because you failed to forgive that woman, that man. He said, eh? I said, yes. The Lord told me to my ears. He said, daddy, let me tell you something. What do we do? I said, the Lord said, until you forgive him. Because the Lord told me the life of that man is upside down. He said, yes. I can tell you, from that time, his life is upside down. He can hardly feed his mouth. I said, the Lord said, your unforgiveness hold the man down. I pray for somebody under my voice tonight. Whatever that is holding you down, any feather around you that does not allow you to fly, hey, the Lord will help you to release them tonight in the name of Jesus. And immediately he said, daddy, so what do we do? The Lord said, you should go and forgive. He said, daddy, hear me and wave me away. If it is forgiving that man that will allow me to give birth to children, he said she would rather remain without a child. So he showed that the pain was much. It was in my house, not anywhere. In my house, we're sitting down in my sitting room. He said, daddy, if it is forgiving that man that will make her to give birth to a child in life, that she would rather remain barren to the end. And we started begging again. We begged for more than 1 hour. Together with her friend. He said, daddy, leave that one. Let me go. By the time we were quoting versions of Bible, using all sorts of things. In fact, she just blasted into tears. Shouting. In fact, she was shouting the whole of my environment. We think maybe I was fighting with somebody. He said, daddy, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. What is that old feather? What is that old feather in your body that actually you want to fly, but it's the one holding you down? You are coming to this prayer now, yet you are still aboring somebody. You are coming into this program now. Somebody has offended you. You say, Lila, it will never be possible. You are coming into this, imagine 21 days. 21 days. And you say, until God come, you will never. Why are you wasting this effort? And the woman surrendered truly. I said, are you ready? He said, daddy, I am ready now. And we prayed. He said, what should I do? I said, as soon as you go to Kaduna, go and look for her. Go and look for him. Tell him wholeheartedly you are forgiven and pray for him. He said, Daddy, I will do it. They left my house. The prayer I prayed for this woman did not stay up to 3 minutes. And after 2 months, a friend called me. My wife, my friend is pregnant. Rise on your feet. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Today is not a day of, I don't know if I could, that I will even stay up to this, out of this time. I just want to use this opportunity to charge us so that we'll not just come and cry and cry and we still go 21 days to go. This is not, it's just a charge. That statement up to that time remain in my head. If it is forgiving this man, that will make her, after 10 years of going up and down. When I ask her, have you ever been pregnant before? He said no. For that 10 years, she has never been pregnant from morning to afternoon. So somebody like her should be desperate. But she said, if that is the condition, she would rather remain barren. The old feather that never allowed her to fly. What is that thing in your life that even though you want to fly, ego record, he hadn't, he faced reality? Are you ready to face that reality tonight? There are so many corrections you need to do. There are so many corrections. There are so many adjustments. That it is not just about praying. We are going to pray tonight, though, but it's not just about praying. What is the feather? We prayed the other day. Every feather that is one, I pull it off. Are you ready to do the physical pulling off? I have seen wives, the way they are cursing their husband, they are saying this and that. This one can never be possible. They say, no, this one can never be possible. I want you to cry unto the Lord before we go into prayer. We are going to pray seriously tonight. I want you to cry and say, oh Lord my God, what is the feather around my life that is not allowing me to fly? That will not allow me to fly to destination. Father, help me to know, help me to identify them. Help me to identify them tonight. Help me to identify them. Help me to identify them. Help me to know them. Where am I lacking behind? What are the things holding me down? What are the things holding me down that make opportunity to bypass me? That make opportunity to bypass me. What are those things? What are those things? What are the corrections I need to make? What are the corrections? Help me, Lord. Jesus' name we have prayed. As you have decreed, so shall it be. Whatever feather on you, old feather, old attitude, old character, old way of life that is not allowing you to fly, the Bible said that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagle. Not old wings. What are those things that is not allowing you to fulfill this? Those things, the Lord will help you to remove them tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Please go to the book of, we are praying now. Go to the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 11. Luke chapter 7 verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that, that he went to the city called Nain. The city of Nain is Nain represents favor, represents pleasant. But somebody was in it and experiencing agony. Anything that makes you to experience pain in the midst of comfort, the power of God will crush them down tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is a woman in the city called Nain, in the name in the city called favor, called prosperity, and many of his disciples were with him, and much people. Yes, now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of the mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. Don't take it away. Back to that word. There is something I want to bring out there. The gate of the city, when this woman was the gate of the city, that is the last hope. The last hope. When anybody go with their breaking to burial, you are going to burial ground. Once you don't reach you are going to Zaria Road, but again, you don't reach stadium. You know, say the next thing is to cover this sin. Any situation in your life that seems as if no hope, hey, the Lord will rise for you tonight. Amen. And cry out, only son of his mother. Let me tell you the implication of this. As this child died, no way for that woman to be taken care of in the old age. Any power that wants you to suffer at your old age, I command them to fail in the name of Jesus Christ. We were celebrating my mom yesterday. Thank you, mommy, for the message. I did not know it's something that was going to be big like that. At 100. I'm telling you. So, what I cried, you know what I cried when I saw the video? I know the way that woman was jumping before. My mom was, is this type of my body and everything. And I saw my mom yesterday doing like this in the video. I was inside this place and tears started coming out of my. And when I told my sister, he said, you are crying. He said, your mother is the only one among her maid that can walk in the whole of her place. In fact, the remaining one, they cannot stand up from the ground. That's the few of them that remain. What am I saying is that everything that woman is enjoying now, if the mama needs 100,000 now, before evening, everybody, this and that, they will call up for. You see, that is the enjoyment of old age. Imagine if we are not there at 100, what will this woman do for herself? Any power that wants you to cry at your old age, I command them to be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. And he was the only son of the mother. And the devil looked at it, did not see somebody that have 10 or have 15. He's the only one that has only one. And they took it away from her. Le kapala marebos kandaba. Please pray, rise up and pray. There is a prayer that does not drop in my mind. Say, oh Lord my God, every evil power, me at the head of my tongue, Father, waste them tonight. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Every principality of power that is aiming at the head of my tongue, open the door, you call you me, Father, waste them tonight. Every evil power. Maya kapala barabas kanaba. Hear me at the head of my jaw. Father, let them be wasted tonight. Let them be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let Maya kapala barabas kanaba. Father, waste them tonight. For mighty name we have prayed.
You may not understand. There is a man at the Enugu Road there, close to my shop. The Baba was repairing bag. If you are close to Enugu Road, you know him. He repaired traveling bag. And one of his child gained access to play football abroad. The first year, he gained that football. He bought car for the man. Did everything. The boy went for training and died. Every other children are there, but nothing. And the man, the boy has not even gone far. Maybe the man. Later, this man, he came back. Oh my God. The same bag he has repeated. He said, no, bye-bye to the boy. He said, don't repair bag again. Hey, please pray this prayer with holy aggression. Say, every wicked one, every at the head of my jaw, Father, waste them tonight. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every evil one, every wicked enemy, every at the head of my jaw, Father, waste them. All of waste them tonight. Let them be wasted. Maya kapala marabas kandaba. For in Jesus mighty name we are praying.
Verse 13.
Go back to that 12. The Lord is saying something here. Le kapala marabos kandaba. Oh, thank you, Father. Please pray this prayer. Please, when I say pray this prayer, pray it. I won't just go back to a place I've left like this. Lord, everyone fighting with the source of my joy. When they say, this is the one that is giving him or her joy, attack it. All they don't want is your joy. And they look at the source of that joy. Lord, say, oh Lord, my Father, anyone fighting war against the source of my joy, Father, defeat them tonight. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every power and war, wage war against the source of my joy, against the source of my happiness. Father, defeat them. Let them be defeated. Let them be defeated. Let them be defeated. Every principality of power that be waging war against the source of my joy, Lord, let them be defeated tonight. Let them be defeated. Let them be defeated. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatsoever that is targeting in your head, the source of my joy, for evil, let them be defeated. For in Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Saying that prayer again, the Lord is saying something there. When the Lord is saying something, I know they will not touch other. That Baba has up to 6 children. They don't touch any other one. They don't touch any other training. He went for training and he just collapsed. And everything about the joy, everything that people have been doing this thing, everything vanished within the thickening of an eye. Le capo le ama rabos candaba. Le capo le ama ye capalea. Makipo le marabos candaba palea. Le ye capo le marabos candaba. Somebody should write this date down. The Lord is saying something to my ear. The joy, the source of your joy that seems as if it's gone, the Lord is bringing that back to life. There are people that their business is the source of their joy. There are people that there are so many things, but they attack it and the man now becomes so. Hey, say my Lord and my Father, who is that fellow?
powers of my God. Father, let them be defeated. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. And war and the principality that be waging war against the sons of my God. Let them be defeated. Let them be defeated. Let them be defeated tonight. I defeat them in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus God. I defeat them in the place of prayer. I defeat you. I defeat you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Oh yeah, give me 30 now.
Yeah.
And when the Lord saw her, hey, in any situation you are today, the eyes of the Lord will see you. He had compassion on her. Number one thing that this woman obtained in life was compassion. You are going to cry. Say, my Lord and my Father, over the situation of my life, over the situation I find myself, have compassion on me. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. In this situation of my life, in this area of my life, have compassion on me, Lord. Have compassion on my family. Have compassion on my life. Have compassion on my children. Oh Lord, let me receive compassion. I obtain compassion and mercy, Lord. This situation is beyond me. It is beyond my power. It is beyond my strength, Lord. Have compassion on me. Have compassion. Hey, Oro Yito Oluwa. Oro Yiko Jalo Yemi. Oluwa Shano Fume. Oluwa Yonisimi. Mawati Shemi. Mawati Wami. Oluwa Yonisimi. Dakiri Yonuba. Have compassion on me and my family. Have compassion on me and my family. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
See, and he said unto her. See, number one thing that qualified the mercy, the word, and he said unto her is number one, he had compassion on her. So, the compassion and the mercy of God precede any miracle. Whenever you see any miracle taking place, mercy and compassion invited them. You don't get what I'm saying? Mercy, when mercy, you know there are things, we have children now, there are times we have said, I'm not going to do this for you. But when you just have mercy on that child, shout, babe, babe. As many that are under my voice tonight, it doesn't matter how long you have been walking around, it doesn't matter how many times you have fasted, the compassion of God is released upon you tonight. And the Bible says, and the Lord had compassion on her, and he said unto her, weep not. Please pray this prayer. That prayer we pray. Holy Spirit is pointing my attention to something. There is somebody tonight here that everything you have tried before that did not work, the compassion of God is bringing them back to you. In the places they have disqualified you, they say, no, you are not qualified here, you are not needed here. The compassion of God is speaking over your life, and they are inviting you back there. Say, my Lord and my God, have compassion on me tonight and my household. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Oh Lord, have compassion on me. Have compassion on me, Lord. Be compassionate unto me. Be compassionate unto my family. Be compassionate unto my household. Oh Lord, my God. Have compassion on me, Lord. 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 Lema yakapa lamara baskandaba.
have compassion on my children, have compassion on my wife, have compassion on my household, have compassion on this church. For in Jesus' name we are praying.
Number three thing is the assignment we are going to do. Leke polea marabos kandawa. Please, can you hold somebody now? Quickly, quickly. Time is, but don't tell me time is up there. Media no even show mercy tonight at all. Hallelujah. Amen. They know even to send our pastor, the minister, may not set time. I like that. Hallelujah. And when he said unto her, he said, weep not. Let me tell somebody tonight.
Your tears are over.
Over anything that you see, there are people that when they cry, when somebody is coming, they clean it, and you don't know. You don't know. Hey, when I was watching my mother's video yesterday, and I saw Akajakaja, I don't know one of the media that came. How are you? How are you? I pretended. But there are people like that every day. This is what they do. When people are coming, they clean the eyes. I make a decree. From tonight, your tears are over. So, it's a commanding word. Say over every area of your life. I command you tonight. Weep not. Open your mouth and begin to pray for that fellow. Weep no more. Weep no more. You shall weep no more. You shall weep no more. You will not weep anymore. No matter, we make you cry again. There is no situation that will cause tear for you. Weep no more. By the help of God, by the intervention of Jesus, weep no more. Weep no more. Weep no more. Weep no more tonight. From tonight onward, you shall weep no more. You shall weep no more. For in Jesus' name, we are praying. Do you know the reason why you are saying to that person? The woman did not say to herself. Jesus said to her. So you are representing God to prophesy tonight. And the Bible says, wherever two or three people gather, they agree on something. He said, in my name, I will do it. I will do it. Let me tell you one of the things that will happen tonight. Whatever that made you cry before you come here, when you get home, it will cause you to rejoice. The news that make you cry before you come, they will call you back and give you a news of joy over it. They say unto her, weep no more. Please, because of time, go to 14. Media, kuna beji. And he came. This is where we are going. And he came and he touched the buyer. Oposilonje buyer. That's casket. He did not even touch the cuffs. What did he touch? The casket. Yes, God bless you. They cannot access, thank you, sir. He said he cannot access the cuffs without the coffin. Everything that you know, whenever you see a coffin, what does your mind go to? Death. Every tag that is giving you a bad representation, tag of failure, tag of death, tag of setback, says, no matter what it is, the hands of God is touching it tonight. Say, oh Lord my God, this is my night. Touch the fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Whatever thing they have used to tag me, dead, destroyed, finished, all of touch the fire.
tonight. All of touch it with your miraculous hand. Touch it, Lord. All of touch that, my Lord. Touch the fire. Every fire of my Lord. That let people to conclude that I am finished. That my children are finished. That my family is finished, Lord. Touch the fire. Touch the fire. Touch the fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
I've told us something here before of a particular woman that was pregnant, and the Lord asked me to tell her, don't announce to people. And she kept it until the pregnancy was 7 months. She was somebody that is very huge. Who is Uje? I not see somebody that's a huge at that woman. So at 6-5 months, you could not notice pregnancy. But as daddy, brother Ololada, show one mayor. Okay, somebody like him. Imagine a woman. So she was pregnant, they did not notice on time. By the time the baby is pregnant 7 months, one of the families of the husband look at her. He said, for 6 years, so nobody care. Mama, it's like you are pregnant. And she said, and immediately the baby died. She ran down to the house. Daddy, this is what happened. I said, what? He said, for 4 days. Now, I was waiting to know if I am the one thinking. For 4 days, this baby refused to move. It's just in the same place it is, no movement. I will not lie to you. I was afraid to my feet. The only thing I challenged God, I said, God, you have never started a walk, and it will not occur. So out of that fear, I knelt down, let us pray. The Lord said, don't pray. Go to your kitchen, pick a sachet of water. I did. He said, go give it to her, pray on it. And I prayed, go and drink when you get home, not even in my house. And she took it home. And the following morning, in the evening, I was disturbed. God said, I'll finish my work. I said, God, I never received call from her now. And the following morning, when I, hey, how are you? Ah, daddy, as soon as I took the water, and the water went down and touched, the baby started jumping. Hey, the hands of God, anything they have declared dead over your family, over your life, the Lord is touching the fire tonight. Say, my Lord and my God, touch the fire tonight. Open your mouth and begin to decree, Lord. Touch the fire of my business. Touch the fire of my life. Whatever that make it appear as if I am not existing, Lord, touch there. The fire of my marriage, the fire of my love, the fire of the children. Anything that represents there, anything telling people that they are no more, touch it tonight. Touch it tonight. Touch it tonight. Bring them back tonight. For in Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Hey, and then came and touched the bier, touched the open coffin, and those who carry him, those people carry him, they stood still. Let me tell you, one of these people, those people, they were walking too fast. Oh, to cool, I fell asleep. Oh, to cool, you don't die. We won't go bury her. Anybody making SS to bury your success, the Lord will disappoint them. I know particular man around me. I'm always afraid of him. You know, the afraid of him is that the man does not call me for good news in life. Somebody that does not listen. He has never called me about somebody good news before. These people, I don't like them around me. When he says somebody, hey, he sees somebody, they say, don't fail. He's an old person. Everybody spreading evil news around you. Anybody ready to advertise your evil news, they shall be disappointed. Amen. Their network is shattered. Amen.
they will not see news to carry. They are assignment over you sober. So the Bible said they were in haste. They were carrying him. Come, but the Bible said, when Jesus touched the bier and those that carry him, there is a power that hold them down. Anyone that is making evil conclusion over your life, hey, from tonight they shall be disappointed. The power of God will hold them down in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Susi, and he said, yes, young man. I know the Lord wanted to say something. The Bible said the people that carried him, they stood still. That is a case here now. They are working seriously in this. Let's clear this one. This one is finished. Maybe it's your termination of appointment or anything they want to do. They are in this. Go and write today's date down. They are working in this to make sure they get rid of you. They are working in this. The Lord asked me to tell somebody here that arrangement is terminated. You will just discover that you are no more hearing anything about it again. In the name of Jesus. One of my sons is in Lagos. I've told us before. Last year, early this December, he traveled to Canada to go and meet the wife. And the Lord, he called me from Canada and I prayed with him. I said, the Lord told me something. That there is a woman preparing that when you return from Canada, they are taking your level from up like this to like say a 30% failure. That's from 100 to 30. That's the way revelation God gave to me. I said, and it's a woman. We prayed. When he came, he said, Daddy, when I get to my office, he's a big man in the office. He said, please pray. I want you to pray on the chair. We think Daddy, maybe one of us already shared. And the second or the third day when he returned, one of the ogas who happened to be a woman just began to bring a case against him. As he was coming out of this, she was putting this on the leg. And he called me, we're in the car with my wife. She happened to be somebody my wife knows. I said, the Lord told me nothing will happen. The more I said nothing will happen, the Lord told me, the bigger the problem become. But I know who spoke to me. I know who spoke to me. But before you know what is happening, it was Monday this thing started. As at Friday, the woman told him, prepare all your files, prepare all your notes and everything. Hand over to that person that is like junior officer. By Monday, be ready to hand over to him. Because with all this and happen, you'll lose your suit already. He called me on that Friday out of fear. This is what this woman said. And I told him, I stand upon the covenant of he that called me. By the time you get to office on Monday, nobody will open this matter again. And he shouted, hey, amen. See, this morning, this is January till now, nobody opened that file. Anybody making any haste, to make sure you really lose your relevance, to lose your position, to lose what God has given to you, their assignment is terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. That evil fire shall not be opened. That evil fire shall no more be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. When he called me and he said, Daddy, nobody, I said, I've told you, I have asked for the divine padlock. This woman is silenced forever. You know, all this thing is making me to be afraid of God. That God, when we're talking of God as of old, what God was doing in the time of old, he's still doing it now. That God has not changed. That's the meaning of God as of old. He is still doing it. It is we that will refuse to engage him. Let's go before the time, don't go. Yes, and he touched the buyer. And those that soon they stood still. The reason why the Holy Spirit returned me back here is that go and mark it. Everything they have told you, this is finished. They have already told you this is the situation here. It cannot be done. Go and mark it down today. You will wake up tomorrow. You will discover a positive answer. And he said, young man, I say unto you, arise. That's the prayer. In anywhere people have condemned you, in every low position that they thought they have concluded over your life, in any way they say that marriage is finished, please look for somebody. Jesus said to it, said to him. Jesus said to her. Jesus said to her, Mommy Queen, said to her. Ask for her name, not be mommy. Don't say mommy queen. If you are praying for me, you say evangelista, me and you go fight. Ask the name of your brother and tell him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Who is my neighbor here? Brother Friday, come. I don't go put brother now. I don't disrespect you. Amen. Friday, Alabiba. That all I know. Imagine evangelist. Aja. Hallelujah. Say Friday, Alabi. He not tell you in number. Say Friday, Alabi. Because this is your season to rise. Tonight, arise. From every situation of life, from everywhere the enemy has condemned you, from every position that is not pleasant, arise, arise, arise. I command you to rise from every deadly position, from every position that is not favorable. Arise tonight, arise, arise, arise. I command you to rise. I command you to rise. It is your season to rise. I command you to rise. I command you to rise. I command you to rise. Find the Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. It is the same fellow you are praying for. See, let me tell you something. The aim of the evil ones, anytime you are about to rise, is to hold you down. And that is why I am not asking you to do it with your strength. Somebody is pulling you by that prayer. Thank you, Father. There is somebody here. Between now and January ending, I see manifestation that is bigger than what man can comprehend. The picture the Lord showed to me is not working. It's running might in a mighty force. Lema yakapa lamara bos kanaba. Please, if that fellow is not praying for you, you are at liberty to join another group. Say, I said unto you, Friday, Alabi, during this prayer conference, I decree upon you, arise! I command you to rise! And love is enough of the time you have spent in that position, in that situation. Arise! Arise! Rise! I command you to rise! I command you to be lifted! I command you to rise! Rise from that position! Rise to that! Rise, rise, rise! Rise! I command you to rise! I command you to rise! For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Go back to your seat. Now, the third one, before we jump from that place, you are saying it to yourself. What is that thing around you that they thought they have killed? Mention them. My business, rise. My marriage, rise. My destiny, rise. My children, rise. My life, rise. My ministry, rise. Open your mouth and begin to declare points. I command you, my children. Hey, the Lord bless favor. Let me rise. My pretty business, rise. Hey, my pretty, rise. My ministry, rise. My marriage, rise. My destiny, rise. No more deadly position. No more dead. You are no more dead. I command you to rise. I command you to rise. My command you to rise. Only when you are alive, arise. 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 tonight. Arise and walk. Arise and function. You are not dead. You are not dead. You are not dead. My children, you are not dead. The baby, my children, you are not dead. My wife, you are not dead. My business, you are not dead. My ministry, you are not dead. Arise. 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 I command you to rise. I command you to rise. For in Jesus' name we are praying.
Sorry because of our time. Say this to it. Add this. The Lord is laying it in my heart. There are people's earth here that is concluded, gone. Please command it to rise. That your health is coming back. No drug, nothing. You wake up. A man, hallelujah. A man called me. Sometimes ago, about 3 years ago. He said, this is the situation. We'll pray. And that night we pray. I told him, don't take anything. Those drugs they give to you, push them aside tonight. The Lord said he's going to do something overnight. And in the dream, the Lord came to him and placed his hand upon him. This is a man that could not stand. And by the time he called me by 8 o'clock, he said, Daddy, God answered. I said, you are talking sharp like this. He said, I can walk. I said, you mean you can stand? He said, I can stand. You can walk again. He said, as I'm talking to you, I am betting. I am going to office. Something he could not do for more than how many weeks. And he drove himself till today. No more breakdown. Please speak to that head. Say, I speak to my head.
Rise. My good head, rise. Begin to speak to that body. That body is not dead. I command you to rise. My eye, every sickness is gone. Every sickness is gone. Every ailment is gone. Only one dead body, rise. My good head, perfect head, rise. Rise, rise, rise. Rise back, rise back to life. Come back to life. Come back to life. For in Jesus' name we are praying.
For 15, let's round off. 15. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak. Two prayer points is here, and that's what we are going to pray. Number one is that we that were dead, every situation, negative situation of your life shall become a past tense. A minute before that time, Daddy, if they should have described him, they will say that he that is dead. But 1 minute after, they say he that was. The adjective they used to they qualify you before is negative. But as you are leaving this program tonight, it shall be positive.
Amen.
The adjective they used to disqualify you before is maybe present tense, you are dead, you are sick, you are this. But from today, it shall be said you were a failure, you were sick. You were dead, but now you are back to life. And he that was dead sat up. A dead man sat up and he began to speak. You know what it means? He could not speak before. He showed manifestation. When a man speaks, that is manifestation. Say, oh Lord, my God, from today, in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my society, I shall manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, begin to make a declaration. I shall make manifest. I will speak. The world will hear my voice. I shall speak. My business will speak. My marriage will speak. My ministry will speak. I shall manifest. My manifestation begin now. My manifestation begin now in all the places where they said it is over. Where they said it is over for me, I will rise and manifest. I will speak out. The world will hear me. My voice shall be heard. My statement shall be heard. I will make statements in this generation. My life will make statements. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
You know, there are people that they learn oral.
When they say other people are speaking, they say, when they talk, you must talk. You know the reason? But from today, the Lord will put something in your pocket that will give you more to speak. The last one is the one. You know, when the Bible says, and he presented him to the mother. The same child that death snatched from the mother. The power of God restored him back to the mother. Is there anybody under my voice? Say, oh Lord my God. What is that thing that enemy have snatched from me? I take it back. Hey. Is anybody hearing me? Lord, what is that thing that devil has taken from me? I receive it back. Open your mouth and begin to pray, Lord. What is that blessing? What is that blessing? What is that glory? What is that manifestation that be ideal for me? That be taken from me. I receive it back. I take it back. I receive it back. I take it back. By fire, by force. I take it back. By the power of God. I take it back. What is that thing that be taken from me? In any way, any virtue. Take it from my life. I take it back. I take it back. Anything taken from my children. I take it back for that. I take it back for that. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are doing the assignment like Jesus again. Please, you may not hold that person, but just speak to that person. Face him or her. And say, mention the name. You know, Brother Friday, Dana Kazo. Say Friday, Alabi.
Dario Laya.
Whatever what the enemy has taken from you.
Whatever the enemy has taken from you.
Tonight. Take it back. Please, if the person is not saying it, just you turn and face another place. There are significant things what we are doing tonight. It's not gymnastic. It's not gymnastic. Say Friday, Alabi.
Any
virtue, any blessing, whatsoever that the enemy has taken from you, by the power of God, take it back, take it back, take it back. Receive it back tonight. Hey, Rapos Kandama, Friday, Alabi. Whatever thing it is that be taken from your life. Virtue, money, glory, promotion, receive it back. Take it back by fire. Take it back. 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 Find Jesus. Mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Sorry, I will tell you this. The Bible says he restored him back to his mother. Now, something happened to me when I was going through this Bible, when I was preparing for this. One thing, you don't understand what I'm saying. When that boy died, the only child, the only this thing, only God know how dejected. I bet you could know it now. When my dog died, I cried like, if that life don't end, doggy, doggy, kere. Kanunka. You don't get what I'm saying. Not to talk of human being. And somebody suddenly now, they say that thing that was gone, they say they bring it back. What do you think will come to our force? Eh? Joy and what? Strength. The Bible said that the good news gives strength. Abi? So when they give the mother, I believe when the mother could not walk that day, she will walk, she will run. I remember the first year I came to Jos. 3 years I did not see my mom. I'm the last born of my mom. She loves me so much. And immediately she was inside. They said, daddy is back. I could not see. If somebody running relay should not even run like that. The joy. She the thing. She carried me. That woman carried. Oh my God. You understand? I was not there though. Just because I've stayed 3 years, I did not come. And she suddenly heard that daddy is around. You don't know. And not to talk of somebody that is dead. Let me tell you, whatever that be taken away from you, that make you become weak. That make you become weak. That make you become weak. Strength is coming. Because it shall be restored unto you. It shall be restored unto you. The restoration will bring strength. The restoration will bring strength. In the name of Jesus Christ.
And he presented him to his mother. One of the things the Lord made known to me. Please, when you are sleeping tonight, sleep with sensitive. Because they are coming to tell you in the dream. Please, we are sorry. Take it back. Mark it down. They are coming to say, we are sorry for holding on to what belongs to you all this while. As many that are working in the offices, after this program, they are begging you, please, we are sorry. This is what we have been doing unto you. As many that are owing your money, as many that are owing, that I say no way for you to get that contract, they are coming to beg you, take it back. Everything that the enemy has stamped upon, they are bringing it back to you now. Somebody that is fighting. I don't know why the Lord is saying this. Hallelujah. Say, so wherever my virtue is kept. Somebody is not talking. I locate it tonight. I take it back. Let me tell you, see, some of this thing is not going genetically. There are some spiritual warfare that is not. You need to demonstrate it, and then we know this one is serious. Say, wherever my virtue is kept, wherever what belongs to me is hidden, I look at it by force. I take it back. Open your mouth and take it back. Whatever you kept it, anything that is mine, I receive the strength of God. I have the ability of God to now. I take it back. I take it back. By fire, by fire. I take my blessing. I take my lifting. I take my promotion. I take my connection. I take my favor back. I take it back. I take it back. I receive it back. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Everything you have received by tonight shall no more be stolen. It is done. In the name of God the Father, it is done. In the name of God the Son, it is done. In the name of God the Holy Ghost. Before our daddy will round up and pray for us, the offering we said yesterday, two offerings, we are dropping it at the same time, the two of them. Please, the prophetic offering and the normal seventh day offering. Please make sure you are on time tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be glorious, because another great man of God is taking us tomorrow. No day of this program shall be wasted in your life. I say no day of this program shall be wasted in your life. Every day will present his blessing unto you. In the name of Jesus. So we are going to do the two offering. Choir.
You are God. You are not just people. You are not just power. You are a great God. You are God. You are not just You are a great God. You are.
clap for the victory of tonight. If you know that you are blessed, why don't you clap your hands together for the glory of God? God is worthy. He is awesome. Hallelujah. Praise the name. Let's stretch forth our hands to our daddy. That, daddy, you have watered us tonight. The Lord will renew your strength like that of eagle. We are in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, daddy, we pray for you tonight. We ask, O Lord, that the Lord will renew your strength like that of eagle in the name of Jesus. The Lord will renew your strength like that of eagle in the name of Jesus. You will move from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from power to might in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' name we are praying.
Father, in Jesus' name. Our Father and our Lord, once again we want to appreciate your name because you are the Lord. Father, accept our time in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are praying for you. We are joining mouths together and pray for you. The Lord will strengthen you more. Amen. The anointing of the Lord will not run dry in the name of Jesus. Amen. Where God is taking you to, you will reach there in the name of Jesus. Amen. For the one that you did for us, oh Lord, we pray for you, oh Lord, more than the Lord will give it to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen.
And the offering is blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tomorrow, the opening prayer will be taken by Sister Oluwabunmi, while the intercessory prayer will be taken by Mr. Michael Adunola. Please be prepared. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Shall we pray? Father, we bless you. We give you praise. Thank you for that which you have done tonight. May your name be exalted forevermore in the name of Jesus. The blessing you have received, the breakthrough you have received is permanent in the name of Jesus. Any power that is waiting outside this hall to snatch your best blessing, the fire of God will consume them in the name of Jesus. Any evil agent that dares to stretch his or her hand to touch you will be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. The power to retain your blessing for the rest of your life, receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. Father, you know, our servant you have used for us, Father, we ask God that you renew him. The power to soar higher, the Lord release upon you in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we go tonight in our various homes, Father, visit us. Grant us divine revelation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. Tomorrow's program is committed into your hand. Father, Lord, have your way.
Amen.
Let your name be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Please, if today is your first time of joining us in this program, can you just wave to the Lord? Wave to the Lord. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. The blessing you have received today shall be permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please, tomorrow, don't just come alone. Come with somebody, because tomorrow is going to be another powerful day in God's presence. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The love of God,
Amen.
And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Rest and abide with us,
Amen.
Now and forevermore.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' name. One thunderous hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.